I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Ruidoso police arrested two men on child porn charges on Wednesday. That, according to Carrie Gladden, the public information officer for the village of Ruidoso. No other details are available in this case. The New Mexico Republican Party is planning to endorse President Donald Trump for another term. That, according to state Republican chair Steve Pierce. Pierce said that an endorsement in the nation's most Hispanic state is coming and believed everyone in the party central committee is supporting the president. A webcast is celebrating New Mexico's famous Smokey Bear while educating people about preventing fires. This year, the U.S. Forest Service is celebrating 75 years of smoking, and they have released a video about the history of the national icon, who became a living symbol in 1950 when a bear cub was rescued from a fire near Capitan. Gabe Aguilar is the new president of the Mescalero Apache tribe. In the election on Tuesday, he won the presidency with 765 votes to challenger Mark Chino's 496 votes. Chino has served multiple times as president. Eddie Martinez is the new vice president. He received 709 votes to Sandra Preletro's 539 votes. The two men and new council members will take their oaths on January the 10th. A series of legislative hearings to obtain citizen and community comments for state legislative capital outlay funding will begin this month. Capital outlay projects that are approved by the state legislature and governor will be funded by state-issue general obligation bonds, also service tax bonds or general fund bond. Now, the legislative hearing for Lincoln and Otero counties is set for 10 a.m. November 13th at the Otero County Administration Building. In charge of the news for Ruidoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.